There is still much we don't know about the damage wrought by yesterday's 8.7-point magnitude earthquake in northern Indonesia, which claimed at least 1,000 lives. Fear of another tsunami has abated, but communication in and out of the two hardest-hit islands, Nias and Simeulue, is still difficult. NGOs and government officials are just beginning to survey the damage and provide relief assistance. So joining us now to tell us more about the situation is Ali Khan Rajani, Program Director for CARE International. He joins us by phone from the province of Banda Aceh in Indonesia. Mr. Rajani, can you tell us about the damage that you have seen or heard about from your people in the region?
Well, it all began last night, being woken up by quite a shake, an earthquake, in fact, that no one had felt anything of that magnitude since the tsunami itself late last year. Clearly, everyone was in a state of panic here in Banda Aceh, as well as in various parts of Indonesia, leaving their homes as quickly as possible and trying to figure out what to do next. If you look down the road, even within our office, our vehicles were literally rattling in their spots, and the fences were rattling. You knew this was not a small tremor, which everyone here is used to all the time, but this was something much bigger, much larger. And as people got that sense and began to leave their homes, they decided to take, many decided to take off and leave the area, fearing that this may be another tsunami. Now that that fear has subsided, now it's about beginning to start assessing the damage in the area. Particularly hard hit have been Simeulue Island and Nias Island, that both clearly were close to the epicenter of this earthquake. And reports from our assessment teams that have already been sent out this morning from Banda Aceh to both islands indicate that in Simeulue, 40% of the houses and shops in the capital, Senabang, have been damaged. And in fact, at least 4 are dead and 38 injured. While in Nias, where there's been the bulk of the damage done by the earthquake, 85% of structures are said to be destroyed in the capital, or at least badly damaged, and the airport has been shut or down in both places, while at least 300 deaths are expected to be reported in Nias, and over 2,000 people have lost their homes or are now internally displaced people looking for a new place to live and start over.
Are these areas that were affected dramatically by the tsunami, do you know, these islands?
Well, Simeulue in particular was. In fact, there has been ongoing work by CARE International in Simeulue before this earthquake. 20 staff of CARE was on the ground delivering humanitarian aid during this period and were there during the earthquake yesterday. All of our staff has reported in and is safe, but again, this poses a new challenge for the people of this region. They've already suffered once, one blow in late last year, having to deal with the tsunami and the earthquakes at that time. And this is almost a double whammy, having to now deal with yet another humanitarian and natural disaster on their hands, only to compound the effect. Looking for basics like food, water, and even temporary shelter is the challenge that lay ahead for them. The good news is that because CARE was on the ground and does have staff on the ground, we are able to reach the people quite quickly. In fact, we have a warehouse in Simeulue that has enough food and non-food relief items to reach 16,000 people immediately. And today we've sent another 10 7-ton trucks from Banda Aceh full of relief supplies, tents, protein biscuits, survival kits, stoves, blankets, water purification tablets, medicines, and soap, which should arrive in the upcoming days.
I suppose that some of this damage was done in areas that wasn't really affected by the tsunami, that there may have been high ground, may have been spared the tsunami, and now they've got an earthquake.
Precisely. When you look at the scale of the damage of the tsunami alone, I mean, it affected an entire region of the world and particularly affected Indonesia. So for those areas that weren't affected, we're now talking about a larger population in the country that's been affected, areas that once were safe and were actually a safe haven for people to go to after the tsunami may now be destroyed or may be damaged. And so clearly the challenges continue for this country and particularly this program. province as they look ahead to yet another huge endeavor in cleaning up, in relief and emergency response, and then eventually reconstruction and redevelopment of the areas.
Thank you very much. Ali Khan Rajani is Program Director for CARE International. He joined us by phone from Banda Aceh, Indonesia.